to read two passages from the Word of God. First one is in Psalm 128. 1, 2, 8. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Now in the New Testament, in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 3. 1 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honour unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. When we stand up to give an address to Christians, wouldn't be very comely to fix your eyes on brother and sister in the company and address your remarks to them. But on an occasion like this, the officiating person can forget about the company and can fix his eyes on the couple and address his words to them. And this is what I intend to do. Not that what I have to say is not of benefit to those of us who are married, or to any who intend to get married. The Word of God is always of value. But I want to address myself first to Anthony, because this psalm has a very important bearing upon him. It says, blessed is everyone, or I think another translation says every man, blessed is every man that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Now, while Anthony and Margaret are now joined together, husband and wife, that does not relieve them of their individual responsibility to God. And that's what I want to speak about, because a large measure of success in the path that is before them will rest upon Anthony fearing the Lord and walking in his ways. This is a wonderful promise. It's a promise held out for everyone who is married, who loves the Lord Jesus, and who trusts in God. It's the antidote to all the ills that are besetting married life today. Broken marriages, broken homes, sorrows and concern of different kinds. Here is the antidote to this kind of thing. The husband to fear the Lord, to walk in his ways, and all that we find afterwards in this psalm rests upon this very definite responsibility. While it's a responsibility, what an honor it is to fear the Lord. What an honour it is to walk in his ways. The mass of people now have no thoughts about God. They're only concerned about satisfying themselves. And what a privilege in this world to walk here for God, so that he can look down upon us and say, yes, there is one, there is another, and they're walking in such a way as to please me. So we say at the outset, here is Anthony's direction for the future, not that he hasn't done this before. We are very thankful for his testimony prior to this, that he does love the Lord Jesus, that he does seek to fear God, that he does seek to walk in his ways. Only now, he's not only responsible for himself, he has a wife to look after, and he's responsible for his wife. So, blessing for her is in his hands as far as this psalm is concerned. Now it says, Anthony, thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Here is an encouragement in connection with one's employment. First of all, one's individual life. Then in the realm of employment, assured of God's support and help and guidance through life, because one is desiring to please him. What an encouragement to be working under the fear of God, to be working under his direction, to do the things that please him. Happy shalt thou be, the word of God says. Now, it's not the preacher who's saying that, it's the word of God. For thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Then it goes on to say, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Well, here is a word for the whole. One's individual life, then one's employment, and now one's home. Aren't we glad to see a young couple like this setting up a Christian home? What a blessing that is. To have a home where Christ is welcome, to have a home where the word of God is read, where prayers are offered to God and to Christ, where the Lord's people are welcome, where sin is avoided, where everything that is pleasurable to God is maintained. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Yes, Anthony, you're going to have a wife beside you who will prove to be a joy to you. The vine always speaks of joy in Scripture, wine that maketh glad the heart of man and of God. And so Anthony can be assured of one similar to himself, like-minded, to be beside him and provide the joy and companionship that this kind of union provides. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Now there are no strings attached to that promise. It's God himself who is speaking, and God never breaks his word. His word is always faithful and true and trustworthy. So here is the secret of a happy, fruitful married life. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. But there's something else. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Now, Zion in the Old Testament always represents God's interests, where God's center is, and where in the grace and kindness of his heart, he is ready to bestow blessing on his people. Now, there are acquired blessings that come to us on the line of faithfulness, but there are blessings of mercy and sovereignty that God gives in his goodness. And Anthony and Margaret can be sure that there is a God who will bestow blessing upon them in an unstinted way. For us today as Christians, not an earthly center like Zion, but we're thinking of a man, a glorious man, who is in the presence of God, the man Christ Jesus, and all blessing that Anthony and Margaret require will be ministered to them through that glorious man who is their Savior. They have plenty of resources upon which they can rest with confidence. The Lord bless thee out of Zion. Now, I think that's a very wonderful psalm for any husband to lay hold of the promise and accept it as from God with his blessing. Now, a word to dear Margaret. without going into all the detail that this passage presents, it indicates that the wife can be a woman of influential spiritual blessing. It's not only that she's directed by her husband in some things, it is that she can influence her husband to what is good and proper. Abram was a great man of God, one of the greatest in the Old Testament. But there was an occasion when his wife gave him some very good advice, and he followed that advice, and that advice turned out to be the right thing that God wanted. Abram, good man as he was, didn't understand what God required. And husbands are not always infallible, Anthony. They need some help from their wives. We've all proved that. So when an influential wife can help her husband in a spiritual way, she's doing a tremendous job. What a joy to think of husband and wife helping each other in the ordinary affairs of life, however diverse they might be, but also helping each other in spiritual things. Now it speaks here about the adorning, and I think we'll all say that Margaret's looking beautiful. Just looking right for this day. This is the kind of appearance that a bride should have. There's coming a day when the Church of God, composed of all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are cleansed by his precious blood, forming what the Bible speaks as his bride, after 1,000 years of reign with Christ, it says that the bride, the Church, will be as a bride adorned for her husband. Nathan is not much interested in what we think. He's perfectly happy with what he sees because he's got his bride just adorned as he wants her to be. And so here we find mention of adornment on the part of the wife. And that requires a great deal of time and expense in the ordinary course of things. But God is speaking here about a better kind of adornment. Not the outward one, which really sometimes doesn't mean a great deal, but the inward adornment, which in the sight of God is of great price, not even for Anthony, not even for anyone else. A precious kind of adornment that is pleasing in the sight of God. And this is always the best adornment, whether it be men or women. What God sees in the heart, the real motives and desires of the heart, to be here for God. Now lastly, in verse 7, and I feel I want to close on this as an encouragement to them, they are now heirs together of the grace of life. Formerly, they were walking together with their individual pathways and interests. Now they are joined together in the Lord. And they are heirs together, sharing together with a common title to the blessings of God, with a common title to all that God can give them. And they are walking together as heirs of the grace of life. All the favor that God can shower upon them belongs to them, and they are going to share it together. And lastly, that your prayers might not be hindered. And we know that Anthony and Margaret together will pray. It's not an unusual thing for them to do. They've done this before. But now in their home, they can kneel down together. They can seek the help that comes from God. They can get all the encouragement that God can give them. And in dependence upon him, they can share their joys. They can share their difficulties. And we know that this is the pattern of life. It's not all joy. There are sorrows. But they share them together with the help and blessing that only God can give. And as they leave this room, and as eventually they leave us, we want them to remember this, that they're heirs together of the grace of life.